Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 101 of Her, the podcast all about women, where we share the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and today, her feet. That's right. You heard me right. You know, this episode of Her is made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Complete Vitamins. They're delicious once-a-day gummies that contain the complete vitamin, mineral, folate, and omega mix customized just for women. Trust me, you won't forget to take them because they taste so great. To learn more, please go to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And just a quick reminder to hop on over to iTunes after our episode and rate and review this episode. I love to hear from you. Your feedback is just golden. So please, please, please do that because I'm awaiting to hear from you. All right, it's time for Her.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life. It's all about Her.
So, what do you think about when you think about going to see a podiatrist? You know, it's usually something draconian, like, oh my God, I've got, you know, the bunions from hell, or you've got, you know, toes twisted in opposite directions, or you've had some injury or insult. And for that matter, I see my podiatrist also to get a lot of my art support because, you know, I'm a triathlete and like to get out there and do my thing and do it well. But have you ever thought about a podiatrist when you're getting a great pedicure? Well, I read recently in the New York Times about the best pedicure in New York. And it's worth it because it's done by Dr. Krista Archer, who is a doctor of podiatric medicine. She's a podiatric surgeon who prides herself on attention to detail and excellent cosmetic results, making her patients' feet look good and feel better. As a former competitive athlete, you go girl, and marathon runner, yeah, me too. She enjoys treating sports-related and exercise-induced injuries. As a fashion lover, she is determined to make high heels more wearable. Honey, you haven't seen my Louboutins. Oh, dear God. She has developed a line of natural skincare products to maintain healthy, beautiful feet. Bring them on, Dr. Archer.
Dr. Archer
is committed. Yeah, man, just get those suckers. I mean, overnight delivery. Come on. Dr. Archer is committed to providing pain relief and solutions to foot problems associated with everything. You know, the trip, girlfriends. Plantar fasciitis, sports injuries, heel pain, bunions, corns, calluses, and foot and ankle arthritis and more. And guess what? She does the world's best what? Pedicure. Dr. Archer, welcome to the Her Podcast.
Hi, Dr. Pam. Thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to be on the show and talk about this.
Now, what the heck? I mean, how did this all happen with this? Now, this is called a medical pedicure. What the hey? Tell us all about it.
This happened because years and years, 10 plus years, I've been asked by patients, where do I get a clean, sterile pedicure so I'm not going to catch fungus? Because what I see 95% of the time, the first complaint by a new patient presenting is foot fungus, primarily in the toenails. So they come to me and their toenails are discolored, thickened, brittle, crumbly. And as a woman, to get a thickened, crumbly toenail painted doesn't look so nice. So they come to me with their red still on because they've been going to the pedicure at the local salon, and they've just been coating the fungal toenail with more red to disguise it. So they come to me and they say, listen, you have to look under here. I think something's wrong. I take the nail polish off, and sure enough, there's fungus. So I have an exacting protocol that they follow very diligently, and it takes a long time because fungus is not easy to get rid of. And once they get rid of it, they want to know where to go not to get it back. So that's why I created the medical pedicure in my office. So they can come to me and be assured that they will not get fungus back because my instruments are sterilized in a autoclave, which is a surgical steam sterilizer. And my technicians are trained by me on how to give a medical pedicure.
Huh. I mean, I just think, why hasn't someone thought about this before? Oh, that's right.
Well,
you're a woman.
Well, it does exist. If you Google medical pedicure, there it does exist. It's just, I think it's a combination of a doctor overseeing the process correctly. And when someone comes to my office to get a medical pedicure, the nail technician who I trained is performing it, but I'm there for any question that she may have or the patient may have about a specific, you know, foot deformity or nail ailment. So I'm hanging over them. I'm popping in the room. I'm looking at their nails. They have a question. I'm telling the tech, don't do that, don't do this. Because over the years, I've had a lot of patients come to me with bacterial infections also, abscesses, because a nail tech is going in and trying to do a what should be a surgical medical procedure of taking out an ingrown toenail with a contaminated instrument. So I've had, you know, episodes of MRSA, MRSA, the resistant staph, in a patient from a contaminated instrument. So this is, it's not just purely cosmetic. There is a real medical concern, you know, if someone does go and get a contaminated pedicure.
Huh. And you know, as I'm thinking about this, you know, as someone who's, you know, run marathon and, mm-hmm. you know, in my triathlon now, I'm the Olympic distance. And so I've got to do at least a 10K. And I'm always, you know, doing my shoe change. I want to make sure I get all that right. I've got appropriate things done with my socks and mm-hmm. with hygiene and all the rest of it.
Oh, we
but
could
then,
talk for
you know,
hours on
nail...
that subject.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, let's talk about that. That's going to be coming up next.
Yeah, coming
well,
up
you
next.
Well, you know, I'm also, you know, terrified about making sure my nails, my toenails, are the appropriate length so I'm not banging against the box mm-hmm. in my shoe. And I imagine the same thing happens with women who wear heels and stuff. So talk to me about, you know, women who, like, for instance, many women have to wear, you know, heels. They do. I'm not saying like ridiculous ones, but they do for their particular work and back and forth. You don't have to be a Fox newscaster to do this. I mean,
no.
You know,
I see,
so,
you know,
so how do you do
like,
that?
Well, I see women, you know, like you, I'm suspecting who are athletes who train hard in their athletic shoes, whether it be cycling shoes or running shoes, but they also want to go out and wear heels. So you get trauma on both ends. You get trauma from the big toe always, you know, constantly banging up against the toe box. And it doesn't matter if the shoe is of the appropriate size. You run long enough, there's going to be some micro trauma of the nail. And then you put out your heels on to go out to dinner and just the pure slope. They don't have to be 5 inches. Anything over 2 inches really is going to increase the gravitational pull of the big toe going into the toe box and all that weight of your body. So that's significant trauma also. And trauma of the toenail makes it more susceptible to acquiring fungus. So if you have a history of trauma, and most women who are healthy and active do, then those fungal organisms, the dermatophyte, the fungal organism, can much more easily go into the nail bed, invade it, and then fungus presents in the form of a discoloration, a thickening, and a crumbling. And then you ignore it for a little while because you're like, what the heck is going on? Then you go to a pedicure and, you know, who knows? Did the nail file that they used on the previous person, is it new? Is it old? Where'd it come from? Has, you know, it's very hard. You really can't sterilize paper. It needs to be surgical steel to be sterilized. So when I do a pedicure, when my nail tech, you know, does a pedicure in my office, everything that cannot be steam sterilized is single use. So it's unwrapped, used on a client, and then thrown away. But in another kind of nail setting, if you're getting a file, is there a microbe on that file and you're already introducing it to something, you know, an infected nail bed because the toenail was compromised by trauma, whether it be by exercise or high heel wearing. So you set up this environment where it's perfect for that dermatophyte to just harbor and nest and grow over years. I mean, sometimes people come to me and they say, I had this for 5, 10 years. I didn't know what to do.
Huh. That's fascinating. Now, when you're, I mean, I'm just, all these things you think about, right? So when you're an athlete and you've got to go from athlete to someone who wears heels, and then you're going back to athlete again, and you're kind of, you know, going back and forth all flipping day long. What does that do to your toenails and back and forth in terms of
injury? Well, the
back
and forth
or...
just causes more friction, and just if the fungus is already established, because you caught, you know, a dermatophyte, the fungus is a contagious organism. You caught it from somewhere, whether it be at the nail salon from an infected tool, or the gym shower from not wearing flip-flops in the shower, or, you know, a dermatophyte, the fungus is ubiquitous in the environment. You picked it up from just the ground and your shoe was dirty and it's in there. It's just setting up a perfect condition for that compromised nail to just harbor the fungus. So what you need to do is not only treat the nail with this protocol that I've developed, where there's, you know, topical treatments and manual treatments that I do in the office to treat the nail, but you also have to treat those athletic shoes and your high heels to clean them. And by cleaning them, I don't mean just getting, you know, going to the pharmacy and getting an over-the-counter medicine that's you're going to spray the shoe. You need to clean it with a UVC light that's used in, you know, my OR, the hospital setting, where it's going to kill 99.99% of bacteria, fungus, and viruses. And that's the, you should have that in your, you know, your bike shoes, your running shoes. This way you know, because you need to be very careful because you're an athlete, because you're a working woman, you go into your heels, the fungus is just waiting to invade your nail.
I see. Boy, this is just really helping me. They have those products you can buy now where you put your shoe into them and they light up all night long, or, you know, you put the device into your shoe, right?
That's what you're saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's that those are UVC lights. There's many on the market. If you know, if you go on Amazon or whatever, they're there. And yes, exactly. And the one that I use is a 15-minute cycle. It's auto off. So you put it into your shoe, you forget it, you take your shower, you come out, and your shoe is sterilized. It's really an integral part of the fungus protocol that many, many people don't think about.
Huh. So are you recommending that just about everybody get one of these?
if you have any history of toe trauma, any history of wearing sweaty athletic shoes, you know, if you have a history of going to the nail salon and not getting medical sterile pedicures, it's a great idea. It's a really great idea.
Do you recommend a specific brand like the one you have?
The one I have, I stumbled upon it. The company contacted me, and it's easy. It's a no-fail. I just flip it in. I turn the button on. It never errors. It just is easy. So that's why I've stuck with it. Would you like to know what it's called?
Absolutely. Come on. We're all sitting here at the edge of our chair going, come on, girlfriend, give it up.
It's called the UVTR, UV Total Recovery. It's a 15-minute auto off. You put it in, you forget it. Yep, probably just Google it and you come up their website. That's the one I've been using in my office. I've used it for a couple of years now. There's other on the market, but this is it works. If it's not broken, don't fix it kind of thing.
Wow, I love it. That's fantastic. Okay, now, a lot of women are getting gels now on their hands, you know, their fingernails.
Uh-huh.
Now, what does that do to the toenail? Is that not a problem?
I don't recommend the gel pedicure or the gel manicure because it really destroys the nail. When you're not going to, you leave it on for a long time, number one.
Right.
And that's just not healthy for the nail. Then you go to take it off, and you have to take it off with chemicals and scraping, and you just take off layers of the nail, and you're really compromising the nail plate. Remember, the nail plate is there for an anatomical reason. It's protecting the nail bed from organisms going into it. So if you're making it thin and porous, you're just going to set up a better environment for fungus and bacteria to invade. I like maintaining a healthy, natural nail. I'm a woman. I love polish. It's nice to paint your nails and to look pretty, but you take it off every 2 weeks and you give your nails a break. And that's why I developed my nail oil, because it has, you know, almond oil and it's really nice cornucopia of essential oils. and 10% tea tree oil. And 10% tea tree oil in lab studies has been shown effective against staph and dermatophytes. So it's a really good prevention.
Now, are you supposed to wear this with or without the nail polish?
So the oil, you bring it to your pedicure, you give it to your technician. This is if you don't have a medical pedicure in your area, and you give it to your technician, and she uses it during. It's like, you know, when they put the cuticle oil on and they're pushing back your cuticles.
Right, right.
Don't cut your cuticles. That's a whole nother topic. Use it then. You have to take it off the nail plate with alcohol just before you put the polish on, because the polish doesn't stick as well with an oily nail.
Right.
So you use it during your pedicure. Then you can also use it around and under your toenail between pedicures. It's just a really nice smelling, antiseptic, nourishing, hydrating oil just for maintenance. It's like, you know, brushing your teeth. You put it on every night and it keeps your nails healthy.
I see. So let's talk about that whole foot health thing. So what we you know, women sit back and they, you know, they listen all day long about, you know, how to take care of their face and how to take care of their hands and all that. But they kind of blow off the feet.
I know, it's so interesting. You know, you know what? It really dawned on me when I was, you know, doing, you know, yoga, and there's SLT. I don't know if you know SLT. It's a mega former class in my neighborhood. I was
right,
there doing
right,
that.
Right.
And I noticed these beautiful, young, healthy women with pretty faces and pretty hands have really mistreated feet, unkept feet with really dry heels, cracks, bad toenails. It's just like it dawned on me, like people don't realize that they need to pay attention to their feet. And, you know, everyone brushes their teeth and flosses every night. You need to take care of your feet too. You wash your face, you know, you have to look at your feet and apply cream and oil, and remember that if you neglect them, they're not going to look pretty.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting. I think it's just like the last thing you think about.
I know, and I mean, trust me, you're a busy lady. I'm a busy lady. I can hardly take my mascara off at night. Who's gonna want to like bend over and put stuff on your toes? But you just get into the habit, you keep it on your bed, your nightstand. And it's a thing that just becomes rote. And, you know, in the morning, and I have a great sock recommendation for you as an athlete, especially.
Ooh, tell me.
Which is antifungal, and it's thermoregulatory. They're called Incredi socks. Incredi Wear is the company. And I swear I've switched out my entire sock drawer for these socks. I tell all my patients to implement them and put them into the fungus protocol. But before I put my Incredi socks in the morning, I use my cream, like, it's just habit. And I cream it very, very quick. It takes me maybe 5 seconds per foot. Cream the nails and carry it through. It's quick absorbing. It's not greasy. It doesn't make me feel slippery in my socks. And then I put the socks on and then I go about my day. Because, you know, I live in the city. I commute on the subway. I'm not wearing my high heels on the subway. I wear commuting shoes with socks and, you know, an Oxford or whatnot. And it's just a really good habit to get into.
Oh my gosh, I'm just so loving this. I mean, I'm furious.
I need to send you my hands. That's what I need to do.
Oh my God. I mean, just overnight it. I mean,
they're going
whatever.
In FedEx overnight.
But no, I seriously, we are now at the Her Podcast Land. We are now bonded with you, because we're going to be having you on for Lord knows how many
more shows. Well, there's so many things
more
to talk
shows.
About. We can't cover it in one segment.
No. We're going to do a series, because this is crazy. There is so much to learn here. I've been like, you know, my fingers are falling off. I've been taking so many notes as I go along. And my feet, look, they're happy. Look at them. they're like, finally, you remembered you own these suckers.
Yeah.
You know,
and you know what?
When your
feet feel good, they perform better. You know,
they'll carry you longer. Oh, there's absolutely no question about it. And, you know, especially for us all of us who are, you know, physically active and especially athletic and abusing these little Hummers all day long, you know, we really do need to take more time. You know, it's so interesting, that whole issue of maintenance in women. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just so much to maintain. No wonder we want to have a day.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's just, it's hard. It's like, oh my gosh, it's like stem to stern. You start with the hair and then you do the face thing.
You.
Oh, you know, it's just hard. But now we're down here to the feet. And we
but you know
what
makes it easier when it becomes habit, and it's just something that's part of
that's
you. You don't have to
true.
Think about it. You just do it.
Okay, now, what I'd like you to do, right, is, I mean, first of all, clearly the medical pedicure thing is just a ridiculously excellent idea, and you've given us enough cautionary notes so that all of us are thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to look for a medical pedicure no matter where I live. If you're lucky enough to be in New York, you're going to run on over to see Dr. Krista Archer, but if you're not there, just look around, and, you know, from a podiatrist to follow standard operating procedures that are sterile and will really make certain that you get an optimal treatment. But at the same time, you know, we don't know how to treat our feet. So just give us a quick teaser, because we're going to nab you for a whole segment on stem to stern, on just a baseline regimen for feet. So before I go to bed at nighttime, what do I do?
Okay. So first of all, you want to look at your feet. I mean, you know, they're part of your body. I'm sure most people know what kind of foot type they have. Do they have a high arch? Do they have a low arch? That's number one. If you're an athlete, based on your foot type, what kind of shoe should I be wearing? I mean, the athletic shoe industry has exploded, and there's such good choices. And the shoe companies are really paying attention to foot type and making shoes specific for foot type. So are you in the right shoe? Number two, do you have any pain? Do you have bunions? Do you have hammer toes? Do you have a neuroma, nerve pain? Is there tingling? Is there aching? Are your joints okay? Number three, are the movement. How do your feet move? Do you feel comfortable, you know, pointing your toes, spreading your toes, going up on your toes? Whatever your chosen athletic activity is, are you comfortable the entire time? Do you think about your feet hurting when you're training for your marathon, when you're out cycling, when you're doing yoga? What hurts you? If something hurts you and it's hurting you continually and constantly for some time, then go seek medical advice and get a diagnosis. You know, knowledge is power. You need to know what is going on in your body. Then when you're loaded with all that information, then you need to learn how to best take care of your foot. Do I need to wear an orthotic because I have a flat foot? Do I need to wear orthotics because I have a high arch? Then what is my skin like? Are there any lesions? Do I have warts? Is there fungus? Is my skin very dry? Is it cracking? Do I have psoriasis? Is there eczema? If there are cracks, is there a chance? Are they at risk for being infected? What do I do about it? Across the board, no matter what, everyone can give their feet a little bit more hydration. Absolutely. You have a face cream you have put on your face every night. You should have a foot cream that you put on your feet every single night. Most people have extra dry skin, so their skin can tolerate a thicker cream. I have a balm in my line, especially for nighttime use. You baste it on your heel fissures, those vertical cracks that most women have in their heels, and men, you're basting a cake. You sleep in that. You wake up, it's better. In the morning, you're quickly, you know, doing your morning routine. You're taking a shower. Look at your nails. Is there medication to be put on because you saw a podiatrist and you know you need to put some medication on? Then you should be putting a light cream on. I have a light cream in my line. As I said before, I put it on before I put my Incredi socks on every single day. And then that you do that religiously for 2 weeks if you've not done it before, you will notice a marked improvement in the texture of your feet and the condition of your skin. If something is peeling and it's not getting better with application of a cream and a balm, then you know it's probably something else besides just dry skin. Go to a doctor, get a diagnosis. Is it fungus? Do I need an antifungal? Then you have a treatment and then it goes away. Do I need a shoe sterilizer because I have history of fungus? That's basically, I mean, I can go on, but stem to stern, I mean, that's a very, very brief little teaser.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I'm just, once again, sitting at the edge of my chair saying, I can't wait for that episode, and I'm sure everyone out there in her podcast land is feeling precisely the same way. I want to make sure that everyone knows we have been talking to Dr. Krista Archer. If you want to learn more about her wonderful work, go to her website. It's Dr. That's D-R, Krista, K-R-I-S-T-A, and then another A for Archer, A-R-C-H-E-R.com. And what you're going to learn is all about her work, not just with that great medical pedicure, but also everything else she does and what every podiatrists and podiatric surgeons should be offering, because what I'm smelling here is an integrative, holistic approach. And I also love the fact that you deal with sports and athletic injuries as well. So you're a sports podiatrist, which is fantastic. And that you've laid down some really excellent points of knowledge to give us a foundation for what we should expect and ask for and demand when we get something like a pedicure, because it's so terribly, terribly important. So, Krista, I can't thank you enough for imparting your words of wisdom. And for sure, we're definitely going to set up a series here to be able to explore all of this in depth, because I know that our wide audience out there in her podcast land is just waiting to hear more. Krista, thank you so much.
Dr. Pam, thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Awesome. And everyone out there in her podcast land, remember to catch every episode of her. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or on our show page at RadioMD.com. And please take just a moment and rate and review us after this episode, because I love to hear from you and the feedback is golden. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, so follow me on Twitter at PamPeekMD. You could also check out our Her Show page at RadioMD.com for all of our past episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well.